Come, Master. It can't be far now.
Please. Oh, I'm so tired.
I know, but we're so close. We must be.
I'm not worth all this, Belle. Please, just leave me.
Don't be a dolt. Of course you're worth it. We need you. The whole village needs you. Our elders need you. I need you.
What?
No? Nothing. Nothing at all.
But you said...
You're hearing things. Your fever must be worsening. Hold tighter to me. Come on. Now, one foot in front of the other. Almost there. I won't let you die. I won't. Wait. Do you hear that?
Huh?
Listen. Water. It's the stream. It must be the stream. Oh, we're so close now. We're nearly there. Come, Master, come. Please. No. Please don't. We're so very close. Come on. You can do it. You can.
I can't.
You can. You will. Look, do you see that shadow up ahead? It must be the cave. You can make it that far, can't you?
I feel so weak.
Fine. Then I'll carry you myself.
Stubborn. Girl.
If you say so, though my best traits are learned from you. Come, Master. You can do this.
You girl. You are so...
Don't say it.
Very well. I'll stand. I can walk those last few steps for you.
I know you can, Master. Almost there. Just lean on me. Lean. No! We're so close. Hold on, Master. Hello? Please, we've come for help. Anybody? Please help us. My Master is sick, and you're the only one who can help. Hello? Please, he won't survive the trip back to the village without help. Where are you, Spirit? What's this? Vines? Plant life? You are here. Please help my Master.
Who are you to disturb my rest?
Fair Spirit, kind and true, forgive me. I mean, no harm.
You are not welcome here.
Please, we've travelled to you from the village at the foot of the mountain. We need your help.
And why should I aid you?
My Master is ill. He is a good man, but...
How?
Our herdsman could find no cause or cure for his ills. But he cannot be allowed to die. Don't worry, Master. Don't worry. All will be well.
The problems of humans are of no importance to me.
But you are known to be kind and loving. Our legends and stories tell of the charity of the spirit of the mountain.
Charity? So not only do you beg for my aid, but you expect me to give it freely, with no payment.
I'll pay you. I'll give you anything you want.
No.
Shh. I know what I'm doing.
Don't be foolish. You can't make promises like that. It's too risky.
Be that as it may, I will not let you die.
such loyalty, and usual inhumans. You've come to the wrong place.
What?
This man, he needs no healing. He is not ill.
Of course he is.
Silence and heed me. This is no human sickness, but a curse. A witch's curse.
We have no business with witches.
Perhaps not you, pure one. But your master is far less innocent.
What? I don't understand. Master? It cannot be true, can it? All contact with magic is forbidden. Even we broke every law of our village to come here. Or at least I did.
So sorry.
No, don't apologize. Not to me. You've done nothing wrong.
But I have. I see it now. I brought this illness on myself.
What? How? When?
I know of who the spirit speaks.
Master?
And I treated her poorly.
Poorly? You're a pellet's little worm. Tell her what you did. Tell her just what you consider poor treatment.
There was a woman, a stranger. She came to the village seeking shelter and food.
When? I've no memory of this.
She came directly to my home. It was late, and I told no one.
But why?
I
You omit important details, human. Was she not a beautiful woman? Young, shapely, and pure.
Shut up.
I don't understand.
Your master saw this girl upon his step and saw an opportunity to serve his own deviant ends.
What?
Wait a moment.
Yes, he drew her into his home and raped her.
No.
You pressed her into the softness of your thick woolen sheets and then forced yourself between her thighs, did you not? And while she screamed and begged and beat your back, you placed your hand over her mouth to mute her desperate cries.
No, that can't be. He would never. You would never, Master. Tell this spirit he has the wrong man. It cannot be you who would act in such a way. Master? Master!
Gods. Oh, gods.
Master!
Such a sweet fuck, wasn't she? So small beneath you. So frightened and helpless. And while she cried, you laughed at her tear-stained cheeks like a hound at stream's edge. Hungry for innocent flesh. You refused to stop until satisfied. Until you spilled your seed all within her. And after, when she lay bruised and weak beneath you, still begging you for shelter, you turned her out into the cold, wet darkness.
Lies. Master would never act in such a way, and
yet he is cursed.
Master? Please. Please tell me you didn't do these terrible things.
I'm sorry, Bill.
He can barely meet your gaze. Disgusting. He knows his crimes. Notice how he makes no protest. No. I'll not save you, human. You don't deserve it. deserve to be saved.
Wait! Please, please, kind spirit, I beseech you. I beg you. Help my master.
You take your knees for him? For this villain, even knowing the truth?
I still love... I mean, our village needs him. We depend on him. Without him, many more will perish. He's our guide and leader.
And that's all he is to you?
I...
Lies do not become you, girl. Don't even try.
I'm faithful to my master and my village. My own feelings are irrelevant. Please. Again, I beg you. Please help my master.
I cannot.
But
I speak the truth. The curse is a product of a cruel and selfish action. Only pure actions and true sacrifice may break it.
What kind of sacrifice?
He must relinquish his most prized possession. Or convince some other to do so instead.
Then I will. I'll sacrifice anything.
No. No!
You, poor slave girl of a cruel master. You have nothing to offer.
I have my life.
No, Bill.
Yes, master. Yes. You cannot stop me.
No.
Perhaps in doing this, in taking my life, I can save you and the rest of our village.
It is not enough.
What?
You do not value your life. Hard servitude and poor treatment see you cast little value on yourself. But there is one thing.
What is it? I give it freely, willingly, eagerly, if only it will save my master.
You are young, pure, innocent, untouched.
What?
Pure, undriven snow, untouched by man or beast. That purity is a far greater prize.
No.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do.
But I swore. I pledged myself to a life of chastity in order to serve my master.
Is he not worth your maidenhead? Pity. It is the one thing of true value that you possess.
Master! Oh no! No, 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 no! Wait, please! I must think!
You haven't time! Don't you see how he weakens?
No!
It's such a violent curse!
Please! Please! I can't let him die! What must I do?
You're certain? Just a moment ago, you...
Tell me!
Beg him. Give up your maidenhead as payment for his crimes. Such a selfless and pure gift will surely break the curse.
No.
If you wish him to see another sunrise.
Master? Master, come. You must sit up. Master! Master! Please! I can do this. I will do this for you, but you must help me.
He is weak.
Master! Open your eyes! Master!
Curse moves so swiftly.
No, 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 please! Master, wake up! Please! Master, no! Don't do this! Not now, we've come so far! Please!
He will not wake.
Then what do I do? I must save him!
You love him don't you?
I...
Your hesitation hastens his demise. Tell me, girl.
Yes, I love him. I've loved him from the moment I was old enough to understand the word. Maybe before. I love him and would give everything to see him live. Anything.
Such pretty words.
Help me.
Perhaps I will.
Truly? Please, Spirit, what do you ask in return? Anything. I'll give you anything.
Your life will not satisfy this curse. But it would appease me.
What?
Swear your love to me, child, and I will help you.
But I can't.
No. Then you waste my time. Leave this place and let the curse your master brought upon himself destroy him as he deserves.
No, I can't. Spirit, I swear my life to you, right now. It's yours. Take it, please, and save my master.
Very good girl. And now, you're mine.
Well? What are you waiting for?
I must inhabit his body. That is the only way he can accept your maidenhead.
But...
Oh, you truly are innocent. You thought to do so with him, the master who could never truly appreciate you. No, girl. I'll not allow it. He doesn't deserve you. His body will be free of this curse, but I will be the one to enjoy your body.
But...
The choice is yours. But while you ponder, he continues to grow weak. Soon, nothing will save him.
Master... I'm sorry. I'm so... so sorry. I know my vow of chastity allowed me to serve, but this is the only way. I must do this.
Wise choice.
Master? Is that you?
In a manner.
You're the spirit.
Correct.
Be careful of my master's body. He still needs it.
Oh, he'll have it back when I'm done. After I've enjoyed your sweet young body. Now, kiss me.
What?
Have you not dreamed of the chance to feel your master's arms around you? His lips on yours? His cock inside you?
Oh!
You blush so prettily. Well, girl, look at me. Hear my voice. Am I not your master?
You... I don't know.
Come to me. Find out.
You look like my master. You even feel and smell like him, but your eyes give you away.
Oh, well, I did the best I could. Oh, yes. Such soft, smooth skin. Nipples just right existing. So sweet.
You're hurting me.
Am I? I must be over eager. But it has been many years since I've enjoyed a touch, warm, smell of one, the taste of one. What do you think?
No.
I'm the first and the last to enjoy this delicious, delicate flower between your legs.
No, wait, please.
Silence, girl.
I've waited far too long for this. Now, I intend to enjoy myself. You will too. Give yourself to me fully as I enter you.
Shit.
Belle?
Master!
I kept my word. He is well.
Belle, you saved me.
Of course I did. I love you. I love you forever.
Touching. But irrelevant. You belong to me now, girl.
But...
Say goodbye to your... master.
Wait!
He's gone.
What did you do?
I? Nothing, girl.
Lies! Lies! I saw your vines and your creepers. What did you do?
I fulfilled my end of the bargain.
We never agreed you would drag my master into the earth.
I didn't say my bargain with you. No. The forest witch is now sealed with a human sacrifice for another year. And I, well, have a new plaything.
What?
Have you any idea the last time we found a pair like you? Oh. The men are easy. Harsh, callous, and selfish men are everywhere you turn. So easy to reveal their true nature when she offers herself as a young stranger. A damsel in need of aid, as she did with your old master. But sweet and pure, delicate and innocent little things like you, so much rarer. And to find them linked in the way we require... Well...
You tricked me.
Such a harsh word.
But you did. I gave up everything. And you tricked me. Master. Master. Master, please. Come back. Come back.
Too late, girl. You're mine now. And I think it's time to claim my
prize. Ah, no! No, no, no! No! Not the bike! Please! Please, no! No! Oh, God! Don't pull me! I don't want to... No! Please, no! No, no!
Don't.
No! Don't move! Please, no!
Don't worry, pretty one. No. I'll take care of you now.